for the history of Bisbee. And what is your name, ma'am?
Ellen Adams Murray.
And your name?
And mine is Ruth Adams Haymore.
Now, we have a little release here so that the tapes can be used or heard by other people. And it is the understood that this interview may be used by the Bisbee Council on the Arts and Humanities for whatever use they may desire. Do you agree to this?
I agree with that.
All right. Ladies, if you would start, let's say, when did you come to Bisbee, Mrs. Haymore?
Well, in 1913, probably in the summertime, because I'm sure we were here to start school in the fall.
And is Mrs. Murray, is this the time that you came here?
Yes, I started school in the first grade at Willow School.
You were, and where were you living at this time?
In the park of Johnson Vision Hill.
And where were you living, Mrs.
In the same place. We were all young children in the same place.
And you lived on the top of Johnson Vision Hill. Did you live in one of the Day houses up there, Mrs. Day's house?
We did. We bought one of them, and it later burned. So the hill burned down. Mm-hmm. The hill burned.
And then 1913. How long did you live there?
I really don't remember. Probably several years.
No, you didn't.
No, the hill burned. I don't remember when it was, but the fire swept the whole hill.
So, how long did you live on Johnson Vision Hill?
Well, it must have been about a year. The fire was in 1914.
And then you wasn't there when the fire happened.
No, we were away for the summer vacation visiting our grandparents in Mexico.
And did the fire burn your house?
It burned all of our effects. You know, the old family albums and all the treasures that we had, and it was quite a great loss to us.
Mm-hmm. And then where did you move to, or where did you live after that?
Well, we lived in the Lowell area. I don't just remember. I think maybe at the Lowell, but that was
Lowell.
And how long did you live in Upperlow?
Well, we went to the Lowell school all during our time in grammar school, so we lived around in the area.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
Well, we lived short time, but I still went finished grammar school down in at Lowell School.
Oh, did you?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I went to
So we lived about halfway in between.
And then did you move down on Mackle Road, down by the old custom house?
Yes, And we lived in that area for a good many years. I guess all the time we were in high school in various places. We didn't live in the same house all the time, because we rented.
Uh-huh.
And all during high school where we lived, I remember when I graduated from high school in 1921, we were living in Fun Jones Hill.
You remember what was in the old custom house at the time you lived down there?
There was stores.
Stores? You remember who ran the store?
I don't recall who ran the store.
Now, you went to high school while you lived there on Mackle Road.
Mm-hmm.
And how did you get to school?
Well, we walked the road to street time. And generally, we walked.
Then, walking up here, you remember Dubeck Canyon? And when you walk by there,
definitely,
and the businesses and the people that lived in there,
right.
And was there Was there many business between the, say, the custom house and...
Seems to me that there's a coal yard on one side of the street, and on the other side of the street there was a garage that I remember. And was that your garage?
Yeah, that was the old Nelson, the Slagdump Hill garage.
It was the Slagdump Hill garage.
And there was the blacksmith shop.
Uh-huh.
And then the stores coming this way.
Yeah, little stores and grocery stores just coming out of it. We thought it was a long distance at that time, but looking back now, it's a very short distance.
Did they do anything to Slagdump Hill while you were living there?
Yes. They started to put rocks in Slagdump Hill. That's when they started to say,
when they first started the Sacramento Pit.
Yes,
and do you remember what year it was?
No, but I think I have any idea when it was. I know I was 10 years old and was still living next to the nobody else was after that. I said that they started squashing up there, wasn't it? No, there's that. I think they blasted their bones over there. Because we had to go across the
you were living there when they made the first shot up on top of the hill, right?
Yes, uh-huh.
Was you home or in school at that time?
Well, I think we were born, but they were going to make the first shot.
Oh, yes. We were all out of the house.
Because they didn't know how many rocks would fall and where they'd fall. I bet.
Yes.
Do
you remember what was on the Slagdump Hill? Wasn't the P.D. Mercantile Company's barn there where they kept their horses?
Right.
And wagons and so forth?
I'd forgotten about that, but it was.
It was on Slagdump Hill. You went on the south side of the street as you walked up the hill.
And then there was some houses along the railroad track.
Yes.
We lived in later on. Mm-hmm. We made this railroad track later on.
Towards Slagdump Hill.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Towards Slagdump Hill. Mm-hmm. On the other side of the Myers family there.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And then you remember your teachers that was in high school?
Oh yes, Miss Mellon. Everybody remembers Miss Mellon, I'm quite sure. And then what was the print man's name? The one who had the print shop, Harry Crockett. And our family teacher was a sweet little dear friend. He married a different boy. And I think he didn't turn into a family later.
Who was the principal of high school?
I've been trying to think that his daughter was Mrs. Snyder. No. His daughter went to school. And her mother was in the newsroom. Mrs. Snyder was in the central school, wasn't he? But high school was there.
Do you remember?
Mr. Crandall was there when I was there. I remember him. Not that he was there being during the time that I was in high school, I'm not so sure.
Who was the school superintendent?
Well, the one that came up from Douglas. What's his name? No, he wasn't superintendent. He was superintendent when I was teaching.
Mm-hmm.
What was his name?
Was Mr. Philbrook?
Mr. Philbrook was there early when we were younger.
He was the school superintendent at that time, wasn't he?
Well, I expect he was. He certainly was connected with school.
Do you remember any of the places of entertainment, the picture shows?
Oh, yeah, it's got the Larry King.
That was when we were small children. That was our Saturday entertainment. We'd go to that night.
Small children and even to high school. I remember that when we were in high school, we were five, 17, 10.
Mm-hmm. But that wasn't the Larry Jones, was it? I thought that was the one that was right down there on the corner of George Waltz.
Yorkian.
Mm-hmm. And I played a nickel. Younger.
Did you ever go to any of the plays in Yorkian?
Oh, yes, I remember going there to hear Harry Lauder.
Do you remember any of the other
No, shows? I don't remember any of them that were there.
There was the O.K. Corral, the livery stable, it was gone, as far as you know. There was no livery stable.
I've heard the O.K. Corral, but as far as I know, I never stopped.
No, I didn't know there was one here.
Livery Stable. It was right on the corner where the mortuary is now.
No, it wasn't.
It wasn't. Mm-hmm. What did Mr. Adams do?
He worked in mines.
And
he was a watchman later on.
What company did he work for?
Topstone.
Was the dispensary where it is now?
The dispensary was right over here. Where the lawyer's office.
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And this was the general office.
Mm-hmm. And the dispensary was where the lawyer's office is at.
Now, I don't know how long that dispensary was there, but I remember when we were growing up, the dispensary was there.
Mm-hmm.
Was it there all the time?
No, they...
I don't think so. I think that was there.
You were a couple of times.
The hospital was there. The hospital and hospital was there. Johnson was near Lowell.
Down in Lowell, up there.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Up by the junction,
mm-hmm.
mine there. Oh, you remember the ice plant?
Yes.
Where the ice plant was?
And the ice wagon. I remember them when they were gone by horses.
Uh-huh.
It used to be fun, all the ice wagons.
And get people by
hand. Yeah. you went to school, the Lowell School.
Uh-huh.
And the ice plant was, where was the ice plant?
It was close by somewhere.
In the back, in the back.
Right behind it, I believe.
Mr. Adams worked for the Copper Queen Company. But now, when you were going to school, how did things look in around here? Has it changed very much?
It's changed very little, except that the difference is being started.
Mm-hmm.
Now, as I look at the central school and the high school, they seem so close together, and long ago they didn't seem that way.
Yeah.
It seemed to be quite a distance from one place to another. Perhaps it's because we're more used to distance now.
Yeah, and of course you. About the same road up there. You remember the candy store that used to be on the corner there?
Yes. If we had a little change, we always stopped in there after school.
And the rooming houses that were around there.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. We had the ice cream parlor down on Main Street.
was McWhorter's.
McWhorter's, yeah.
They made their ice cream.
Yeah, they made their ice cream.
Mm-hmm.
And that was a favorite spot.
Yes, and then...
I was going to high school.
And then the store that was in the, across the street, the confectionery that was in their store down now where the parking lot was.
Well, that was later on that they had the confectionery across the street.
Mm-hmm. Was you remember the Eagle Show?
Oh, yeah. Wasn't that up on Main Street?
Yes. Mm-hmm. That's where the music box is now. That's the Eagle Hall, and then
they used to have dances upstairs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You say Mr. Adams worked for the Copper Queen.
Uh-huh.
And he worked in the mines.
He was in the mines,
yeah. Mm-hmm. A number of years, and then he was a watchman.
Well, who was did you ever hear him say who the chief watchman was?
Frank Salmon.
Frank Salmon was the chief watchman.
And then Pat Henry, I think, was over there.
Do you remember when they had the deportation here in Bisbee?
Yes, I
very definitely.
They went right by our house.
And
it was quite a sight. We knew nothing about it. Our father knew that this was going to happen, but he said nothing, and we knew nothing about it until they went marching down the street in front of our house. And we didn't know what was going on.
Did some of the men, did they have guns?
They were watchmen.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, all the officers, authorities had guns.
They said all the men.
Mm-hmm.
And Dad always carried a gun.
Well, he was brought up on a cattle ranch, so they always carried guns. So he carried them all the time.
Yeah. Then, getting back to where you live down on the, by the custom house. When the deportation. And then, were you living there when you tried to walk to school one day and something happened to the road?
Yeah. Oh, yes, indeed. There was no longer a road there, just a big hole in the ground.
How did you get by there?
Well, I think we went around the back of a garage or some sort of something.
There was a garage was in front of where the road came in.
The hole was right up to the gas tank. It just looked as if they were practically, we didn't know how they kept from falling in.
And the streetcar and all had the seats right
that
there.
Is right. Yeah. There's no way to get from there to school without walking.
Flying up on the side there.
Because we used to ride streetcars, or you could walk up the railroad track.
Yes. Getting back to the deportation, did they run everybody out of town?
No, they rounded the known lobbies, they call them, the agitators, and took them down to one small town. And they gave them the opportunity, any of them who had mistakenly been duped into striking, were allowed ever given the opportunity to send back to work. And some of them did. And those who didn't dare, then they went on and took them all down to this junction and put them in the box cutter. and they gave him an opportunity then. That quote, that phrase, that they gave him the opportunity the second time to come back, if they thought the daughter of their family would need to be here.
They can come back.
They can come back and go to work and no questions asked. Those who were shipped out of town were definitely agitated.
Mm-hmm. Well, perhaps some of them could have been angry and just went anyway.
Yeah.
But they were allowed the opportunity to come back if they chose to.
Where did your family originate or come from?
In New Mexico.
In New Mexico? What part of New Mexico?
All around Arroyo Seca and Carrizosa.
I was born in Carrizosa.
Cedar Hill. My father was a cattle rancher originally.
And both of you were small when you came to Bisbee then?
Yes, I was 9 and Owen was 5.
Mm-hmm. As I remember, there were 4 of you girls in the Adams family.
That's right.
And what happened to the other 2? Now, one of you married Murray, and the other was Haymore. Mm-hmm. And what happened to the other 2?
Well, Mary, the sister just older than I, married Santana. And because our older sister was married to them anymore. And Frank, of course, later became sheriff. He was on the police force in Tucson. And he later became sheriff. And then he was at the prison for a number of years.
Warden
in the prison.
And Vern, he was always law enforcement.
Yes, uh-huh.
Always, I can remember, always law enforcement. So that's
well, during the days of prohibition, what they call him, a revenue officer.
Mm-hmm.
That's what he was.
And all of you were married here in Bisbee, weren't you?
Yes, well,
mm-hmm.
Well, I was married in
Mrs. Murray or Mrs. Haymore, that you would like to put on the tape?
Well, nothing except that it's quite an experience to come back after almost 30 years of life in Bisbee and see the change that have been made. We were a little saddened by the destruction of the mountain. No little nostalgic about the things that we remember that were here when we lived here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, is there anything that you would like to add to the tape, Mrs. Murray?
Well, I don't like the, if they're taking away part of Bisbee between Bisbee and Lowell. I don't like that, but there's nothing I can do about it.
They just got took away.
They took away all the houses we ever lived in, and so we.
And it's just put a big hole in the ground right now.
Yes, that's all it is.
Yes, it's good.
Well, of course, we finally moved up Canyon to Mason Hill. And that's where we were living when we graduated from high school and got married.
Mm-hmm. Well, I want to thank you, Mrs. Murray and Mrs. Haymore, for this visit with you and getting this information on the tape. And I'm quite sure that there will be many people come and listen to the tape and get a great deal out of the tape on the history of Bisbee.
You know, even our grandchildren may come and listen to these tapes sometime. This
is true.
I'm sure that mine will, because they can.
This is true. And I sure thank you. This is true.
I'm sure that mine will, because they can.
This is true. And I sure thank you.